Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, June 14th. It is Flag Day in the United States. It is also President Trump's birthday. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QAG.news. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can get the Q Alerts or the Q Map apps right from the website. The links are qalerts.app/app and qmap.pub/info/mobile. If you are new to the Q movement, or if you've been following for a while and you'd like to get some more information about Q's operation, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. I discuss many of the different subjects that Q posts about, mainly the first couple of months of Q's operation. There is also a glossary in the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, government agencies, and people that Q discusses. Calm Before the Storm is available on both Barnes & Noble and Amazon. My theme for this broadcast is have faith in humanity. Sometimes it's hard to have faith in humanity, but we don't have any other choice, do we? Q posted a link to a YouTube video and wrote, "They can no longer hide in the dark. It's happening. You are watching it. The world is watching. Have faith in humanity, Q." The video, Come Together, it's a nice little song. I don't know if there's any meaning we have to decode from the song, but you can check it out on YouTube. I'm not going to put it in this video. It is true that they are no longer able to hide. You look around at what's going on in society, you see all the crazy moves that politicians are making, allowing the cities to be taken over by violent thugs. The agenda of darkness is being forced out into the light, and the world is watching it happen. Yesterday, Q posted a picture of a desecrated cemetery and wrote, "Only when evil is forced into the light can we defeat it. Only when they can no longer operate in the shadows can people see the truth for themselves. Only when people see the truth for themselves will people understand the true nature of their deception. Seeing is believing. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. This is not another four-year election. God wins. Q." And then Q posted this, "Division is man-made. Division is designed to keep you powerless. Division is designed to keep you fighting each other. Division is designed to keep you enslaved. The narrative has you. No one person is above another. Unity is strength. Unity is love. Unity is humanity. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. Only when good people collectively come together will positive change occur." Q. Then Q wrote this, "Your voice matters. Your vote matters. Everything you see today is an attempt to eliminate that, your voice and your vote. To remain silent, living in fear, controlled in brackets, is to remain powerless." There's a Cambridge Dictionary definition of powerless. "A moment in time, history has taught us that people will rise, judgment day, revolution, against rulers. From pharaohs to kings to elected officials, a rigged system of control and corruption, evil, on the backs of people, modern-day slavery, people will rise again. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Q. Powerlessness. "The villagers are powerless against the armed invaders. The police seem to be powerless, unable to prevent these attacks. We are only as powerless as we want to be. When we want to take back power, we can." Q wrote this, "The how will be hard to understand for most. Focus on the why. The when is now." Q. "The tactics that are being employed to move society to the next level are impossible for the average person to understand, so we need to focus on the why. We simply desire a change, and those changes are happening right now. You can see them all around." Q wrote this, "Biblical times." I'm not sure what that means, but this is a passage from Micah chapter 4, verse 3. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. I believe that day is coming, and I believe President Trump is going to usher in a period of lasting peace. I don't know how long it'll last, but I think we have a long period of peace coming. Q wrote this, and it is taken from the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same objective, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. Q. You know, Q has been hinting for quite a long time that some major changes need to be made to our current form of government. And I suspect that when President Trump wins re-election in November, he is going to make sweeping changes, especially if he gets a majority in the House and increases his lead in the Senate. Link was to the Declaration of Independence. Q posted this. It's a picture of Bush 41, Bush 43, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and former President Carter, and Lady Gaga. And Q wrote, symbolism will be their downfall. They are fighting to regain control. You stand in their way. You awake is their greatest fear. Q. Symbolism is going to be their downfall. There's no question about that. General Flynn wrote an article in Western Journal describing the critical moment in which we currently live. He emphasized the need for America to pray, and he proposed that we accept God in the lifeblood of our nation. It's a nice article. It's short. I would suggest reading it if you have time. But Molly Jong Fast, who is a writer for the Daily Beast, wrote this in response, perhaps this person is completely insane. Q posted a link to that tweet and wrote, the Daily Beast. Q. We have a meme here of the Democrat Party being propped up by the mainstream media. And Molly Jong Fast deleted that tweet, so don't go looking for it. Q posted this. It's a link to a Military Times article, and it's about William H. Carey, who was the first black soldier to earn the Medal of Honor. Wrote this, All glory stands for freedom and equality for all. The flag was carried by Union soldiers during the Civil War in a fight to abolish slavery. And then we have in brackets, versus Confederate Democrats. The flag of Lincoln. It was considered a great honor to be chosen to carry the flag in battle. The soldier was unarmed and knew that they would most certainly die, as did most who fought, but understood that the fight, that their lives, was worth the cost, self-sacrifice. They believed in something greater than themselves. To them, the flag represented a symbol of freedom, of hope, of equality, and prosperity. To disrespect the flag to kneel is to disrespect those people who fought and died to provide each and every one of us the rights we are afforded today. Old Glory knows not what skin color carries her, only that for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Freedom from oppression. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Ronald Reagan. This article by Military Times is actually very interesting. You might want to check out the link and just read it. It only take you a few minutes, but it's a good history lesson. Q posted a link to this tweet from Cheryl Gay Stoltberg, and it is a report that they found an old Biden, Joe Biden quote, warning that unless there is orderly integration, he favored housing, not busing. My children are going to grow up in a jungle, the jungle being a racial jungle. All right, and Q posted a link to that and said, one must only look to find the truth. Then there's this interview with Joe Biden. It's actually 9 minutes long from The Daily Show. And the quote here is, nobody should be going to jail for the use of drugs. They should be going to mandatory rehab. We should be building rehab centers, not more prisons. Well, that's what Joe is saying now, but that's not what he said back in 1992. Carly Q posted this video where Joe Biden is strenuously arguing that young drug addicted people who are prone to violence need to be incarcerated, and they need to be incarcerated for our safety. Interesting how Joe's views have changed over time. So Q posted a link to that tweet. Welcome to the real D party. Knowledge is power, Q. Q linked to another video. It's a Hillary Clinton. This is a pretty well-known video where Hillary talks about super predators. In here, she's actually talking about the progress that had been made in beefing up law enforcement, in giving law enforcement more tools, putting more officers on the streets to help reduce the crime rate. And Q wrote, more police prevent crimes? What changed? Q. Funny how time seems to make people change their mind. Here's an article from CNN, and it's a video where Joe Biden says, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Q posted a link to that and said he apologized the same day. MSDNC provides a free pass. Black community leaders, millionaires paid by the Democrat Party, fly private, also provide a free pass. Q. And then we have this clip from Joe Biden.
Senator, I'm sure that you would agree that your service in the Senate up to this point has not reflected any particular concern for the larger contributors.
Well, the fortunate thing is I didn't have many larger contributors, and the only reason, see, I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was they said, come back when you're 40, son.
So Q posted a link to that and said, another free pass. That gets us caught up to Q for today. If this broadcast has helped you, you might want to subscribe to my channel. You can also support me on Patreon. The link to my Patreon page is in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep the Secret Service and the military in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.